The campaign for Pennsylvania's 38th State Senate District could be this year's most competitive local race. It's featured a legal battle, charges of socialism, and, as 90.5 WESA's On Lee Herring reports, sharp policy differences.
For decades, the GOP has had a firm grip on the North Hill suburbs that make up much of the 38th district. But Democrat Lindsay Williams, a staffer for the Pittsburgh Teachers Union, hopes to change that. She's enlisted an army of volunteers who've been knocking on doors for months. On a recent Saturday morning, Williams mounts a step stool to rally canvassers crammed into her Ross campaign office.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming. You know, I'm a workers' rights advocate. I have been since I got told to stand up.
The 5-foot-tall Williams goes up another step on the stool.
Now everybody can see me. All right. So I grew up a workers' rights advocate because I know how important it is to protect workers, to fight for our health care, fight for good jobs, fight for investment in our public schools.
Williams wants to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour and would support single-payer health care. She thinks the state should boost education funding with a tax on shale drilling. She says those ideas appeal to a district that traditionally votes Republican, but where Hillary Clinton narrowly beat Donald Trump in 2016. But her opponent, Republican Jeremy Schaefer, says Williams is left of most voters.
That, to me, is the big issue in this campaign. Do we want a socialist in the state Senate?
Schaefer is a software company executive and Ross Township commissioner. He calls Williams a socialist because she's a member of the Pittsburgh chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America. Williams says she joined the group last winter to seek its endorsement. She didn't get it and doesn't refer to herself as a socialist. A few weeks ago, Democrats were outraged when lawn signs that looked like Williams but labeled her a socialist started to appear. There was also a failed Republican-backed lawsuit that sought to remove Williams from the ballot. Williams says Schaefer wants to distract voters.
You know what? He knows he's wrong on education. He knows that he's wrong on a bunch of issues and doesn't want to talk about it.
At his campaign office in Allison Park, Schaefer does address issues. He says he would support raising the minimum wage to around $10 an hour. But $15 an hour?
That could devastate a lot of our small businesses. It could dramatically disrupt our local economy. So I think the best way to give more money to people and the workers is to grow our economy here.
Schaefer agrees the state should spend more on schools, but unlike Williams, he wouldn't use a shale tax. Instead, he would draw on casino revenue and the privatization of liquor sales.
People do not like living in Taxylvania, and the solution is not always just raising more and more taxes.
Still, Williams questions Schaefer's commitment to public schools. Among the Republicans' biggest campaign contributors is a group that supports candidates who favor charter schools and private school vouchers. Schaefer says his own 5 children go to Christian school or are homeschooled, but the oldest will start public high school next year. He doesn't directly say whether he supports public funding for voucher programs.
We need to empower our students and our parents to be able to have choices that work for them.
Schaefer has also come under scrutiny for missing a September vote on a Ross Township ordinance that bans discrimination against LGBTQ people. He said he was traveling at the time and wouldn't say how he would have voted.
All of those motions either passed unanimously or passed with huge, huge margins so that my vote was not a swing vote.
Even with that question mark, voters in Senate District 38 won't have a hard time telling the candidates apart on Election Day. On Lee Herring, 90.5 WESA News.